Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if the cuts go through, more than 1,000 young people won't be working this summer. And to some people, that may not seem like a lot, but that's 1,000 kids who have nowhere to go, have no ability to raise or make any money. And also, the value of the program is not just what they make financially, but what they learn professionally. And one of the reasons my husband really loved the program is because it didn't just give kids an opportunity to start down that road of economic empowerment, but it also taught them how to work. And so I say to people, if you don't think it's a big idea, what if it's your child or your nieces or nephews won't get a job this summer? So I think that's the most important thing we can do this summer, is provide our children an opportunity with something positive and productive to do and have them ability to make money where they can buy their school clothes, their books, etc.
Okay, so the vote is going to happen today for the fiscal year 2018. What can the residents of D.C. do to prevent this from happening?
Well, you know, the old-fashioned way, make phone calls, texts, whatever your social media is, to the city council, to your specific council person, depending on where you live, and, of course, to our chair, Phil Mendelson, and let your feelings be known about it.
Do you think, I have one last question, do you think that with these jobs going away, we are looking to see crime go up in the city?
Well, I can't put that correlation, but I can tell you, if you have 1,000 more kids with nothing to do, you know, as my mother and grandmother used to say, idle mind is a devil's workshop.
Yes, indeed. Well, we are so happy to talk to you this morning. We're going to let all of our listeners know that they need to contact their council members ASAP and speak on this issue to keep 1,000 kids employed this summer.
Well, thank you so much for your service.
Well, we thank you so much. We're glad that we can continue to have this program in the city. It is an integral part of the city. Most of the people I know started their walk into adulthood with one of these jobs. So I think that we need to keep it going on.
Yeah, absolutely right. I have never gone anywhere in this city without at least one person saying, I got my first job from Mayor Barry.
Exactly. Thank you so much. That is Corey Masters Barry, ladies and gentlemen, a stalwart here in the city. We thank you so very, very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a go.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.